Ever wondered what your life's purpose is, what lessons you are here to learn, and what it is that's holding you back? Well, if you're having difficulty discovering the answers, then a soul reading might help. Sharon Hutton is the lady that can provide one.
What it includes is basically some idea of why you're in this incarnation, what it is you came here to do. What are some of your stuff that you brought with you as well that it would be useful to know about? So you get a tape that tells you all that, and it also tells you things like crystals and flower essences that can support you through any necessary changes that you need to make in your life, because invariably we do need to make them.
Where does this information come from?
Well, I wish I knew. One of the reasons that I got into this kind of thing was to actually try and find out where this information comes from. I've been doing these sort of things for years now. And it will, you know, what happens? How does it work? And I think the only word that it describes it these days is channeling. Because as I sit and I'm doing the readings, I can actually be sitting listening to myself talk. It's a strange sensation.
Now, once you sort of, I suppose, lock into whatever it's going to be channeled out to you, do you have to sort of think about the person? Do you have to know much about them?
What I like to do, because yes, I personally need some sort of contact. I need some point of reference. So what I do with people is I ask them for their birth details and I print their astrological chart. Now, I'm not an astrologer per se. I've studied astrology, but I'm not an astrologer because I've never practiced and I never did my homework. But I use that rather like some people might use a crystal ball. It kind of just gets me in touch with the person's energy and allows me to sort of pick up things. And I start the readings by just saying to people, you know, this is kind of just me tuning into the radio station. I'm trying to find the strongest and clearest signal. And I just start and talk and just go with it then.
But they haven't actually got to be in front of you. So there's no interaction between you and the person having the reading.
Not at all. No.
And why do you think it's useful to have one of these readings?
I think it's very useful because it gives you an idea of the challenges that you've got in this life, what it is that's stopping you from living to your fullest, what it is that's preventing you. I'm a trained hypnotherapist, psychotherapist and counsellor as well, so I'm qualified to talk about this type of stuff. And it gives you an idea of what's blocking you from fulfilling your potential in this lifetime. And that, I think, is the biggest thing it gives you. The thing to say, though, is this is not a quick fix. You know, you don't listen to the tape and all is well. It's up to you then to go off and do the work, because I usually give people exercises or suggest books that they can read and that type of thing. And it's up to the person to do the work.
Now, when I had my reading done, I have to say there were a lot of accurate things that cropped up that I thought, Oh, I've been thinking about that recently, or that has been an issue. Does that mean then that if I'd had it done a year before or have it done a year later, my reading's going to be completely different?
No, not from me anyway. This is a one-off thing. You know, it's not something you have done every few years or every 6 months or anything. It's a one-off thing to give you an idea of what the plan is for this lifetime. When we decide to come in, this is assuming that you believe in reincarnation, when we decide to come in this lifetime, we come in with a purpose, and that's what I'm looking for. We come in with contracts we've made, which is usually past life stuff we've brought with us that we've decided to work through because it will build the character traits we need to be able to meet our soul purpose. So it's guidance on what those are and what you can do to work through them. In fact, at the beginning of the main part of the reading, I give quite a direct bullet point list, so there's no missing what it is you're here to do. It's probably quite a strong way of doing it, but I think people need to hear this stuff. They don't always want to hear it, but they need to hear it.
And this stuff actually comes through in the order at which it comes out of your mouth onto the tape?
Yes. Yeah, I just kind of do a bit of a routine where I like a light a candle and I just spend a few minutes. In fact, the very first thing I do is get in touch with people's archangel and ascended master that are going to work with them with the stuff on this tape. And so I do a form of meditation, just very quietly, just do some breathing exercises to get the energy right. And I actually overlook a nice garden. So, you know, I've got kind of the right environment as well. And then I just start talking.
And is this something that you can do because you have sort of psychic abilities, or is it something that anybody could train to do?
Well, there is a school of thought that we've all got psychic abilities. It's whether or not they're on the surface. But I think it does take something like that. It's just something I've always naturally been able to do. I certainly haven't trained to do it. I mean, I did read, dare I say, tarot cards for many, many years, and I think that kind of honed the skill. But, you know, I think anybody could do it. They might need to train to get their psychic abilities up. But I think anybody could do it because it's only an exchange of energy. I mean, that's all it is. You know, the whole of out there, everything, even us, we're energy. And it's just the exchange.
That's soul reader Sharon Hutton.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.